And what's your name?
Hussein Ahmed.
Where did you get your great English from?
Well, I listened to a lot of songs and films. I saw a lot of films, so I have an American accent, and I hope to improve it. In the future, to improve it, and you know, I feel that the British language accent is so, you know, complicated or some hard, and I heard it from the teacher Leslie here. I didn't have any problems, but there is some words that when you mention it in American accent, it became different in British accents. You know,
you say a sentence in English, right, and I will repeat it to you the way you say it, which is American, and then I will repeat it in English pronunciation.
Okay.
You see, we'll just say so.
Okay.
Just say something about today or Erbil or.
Erbil. Yesterday we felt tired, but we went out from the hotel and we had some fun when we went to the park and a mall. So.
Okay. So the way you speak.
Yeah.
What you say is. Erbil is so great, and it's such fun, and we went out and we had a good time.
Yeah.
So that's the way you speak. And the way we would do it in Britain is we'd say, Erbil is really great, and we went for a walk, and we had lots of fun.
Yeah.
And the difference, I think, is that you use quite long vowels, went for a walk, we had lots of fun, and I would use quite short vowels, we went for a walk, had lots of fun. Can you hear the difference?
Okay,
you say walk,
yeah,
I say walk. You say fun, I say fun. And so the difference in pronunciation between American and English.
The accent is different. And
yeah, you say the accent. I would say the accent.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Oh,
you say the accent is different. Yeah. The accent is different.
Okay.
So I think we kind of clip our voice more.
Okay.
Whereas what they do in America is they go,
I understand.
But I'm not criticizing. You speak very, very well. Very
thank
good.
You, thank
but
you.
I'm just showing you the difference between American pronunciation and English pronunciation.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. And my teacher in my school noticed that my accent, and he said that the English accent, the British accent, is better to you. But other people, said to me that keep up with it, prove it, and you'll be, really great in it. Don't change it.
I think that's true. I mean, I think it's all the interpreters. I've been talking to the interpreters here. They're speaking mostly with American accents, and. You know, it's a universal accent that's understood around the world, so why not?
It's English accent or British accent, it's a general, I feel that the American accent, the language of the street, you know what I'm saying? So, when we talk to an American in English accent, he will feel, a little bit. So, when you talk in an American accent, he will feel comfortable with you.
Yes.
He won't have troubles with you.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, the difference is, the American accent is like your shirt with no tie, and the British accent is like my shirt with a tie.
I noticed that.
That is the difference.
Yeah.